Translate. Translate. English to English. Maybe I talk something and not too clear, not clearly. But John, he explained a little bit for clearly no one understand. Good evening, good morning. Yeah, sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
The practice mindfulness is be aware the body moving, the hand moving, blinking the eye, turn right, turn left, turn sitting, walking, sometimes lying for practice too, standing practice is good. Happily moving, you can focus a little bit for the, in someone said, just knowing, moving, just knowing, moving, thinking, just thinking, only the same, let them go, knowing a little bit, it's gone, moving, from here to here, it's gone. Stay now, here and now, moving from out to in to out. They move out. Yeah, they move, it's gone. Stay. But it move a little bit, slow. To stay, it's gone. It's stay in here. Yeah. Let them go. Stay in the present moment by moment, form movement. A little bit, knowing clearly. Continue from here to stomach. Yeah, it's gone. Easy to practice. No difficult. Easy. The Longpo Tien said, the past and the future stay in the present moment together. Yeah. Past time to here, the future time in here. I want to go restroom here, go restroom over there. I come from my room to here, you too, in the past and the future come together in here. The center, now, here and now is center to future, to head time. Where you come from? Your house. I know. You're from your house. Where you going? Where are you going? Go to somewhere. Yeah. From here to future. every day, every time, every moving from here to future. From sitting to walking to moving and come back again. Practice for more and more, little by little. Yeah, little by little. In the same we are what a baby. Baby. What a baby. Grow up little by little. But here and now it's a baby is gone. Baby is gone. No baby. The big man. Big boy. From baby to now. And the future to future. If we are practice with the moving mindfulness and awareness come and go together, support each other, the same body and mind and body, go together. But it is mind go first. Yeah, go first. I know. I want to go shopping. I want to go eating somewhere. Yeah, now. But the body moving, okay. Come with me. The mind go first. Knowing somewhere. The body moving to, what's it, to two points, yeah. We are have GPS to go somewhere too. GPS know everything, everywhere. Good friend. Good friend traveling somewhere. Very good. It's the same meaning of the mindfulness awareness. It's a very, very friendly of the mind or the body too. Safety, the body and mind come and go. Happy. It's very good. I happy for practice. Enjoy for the day in here, now, here and now, today. It's a free to go, free to stay, free to thinking. Yeah. Walking, lying down. Sometimes I sleep in here. Somewhere, everywhere, good. It's good. Walking and sitting. Sometimes sleep over in the upstairs. Sleeping at night, it's good. Easy to come, easy to go, easy to sleeping. Well, good. Just knowing. And the Buddha said to the man, to the layman, one layman, come to the Buddha. Talk about. He want to become a monk. But he don't have a rope, the bow, he don't have. The Buddha talk about, if you know, hear, see, smell, tasting, touching, you just know, you just touching only. He became Arahant. He became Arahant. Oh, it's good, easy to let them go. Stay with, but present, he become Arahant. Buddha said, you look, you go out for the rope, for the bow, for the something for, and come back again. I want to become you among, be among. He looking for, but he doesn't have. The buffalo.
Yeah.
Yeah, buffalo pick him. Pick him. Going to die. Arahantship die. Not become a monk. But the benefit he talk about, he listening from the Buddha is good for enlightenment. Good. But he doesn't become a monk. Okay, John, you.
Okay, I cannot translate that any clearer than it was.
Mm-hmm.
The word arahant means someone who has
non-suffering.
Non-suffering, come yeah. to the end of suffering.
Yeah. End of suffering.
And I believe from I see most of the same faces here, and I believe we're all on that the same path. We're serious practicers of meditation, and we're all trying to reach the end of suffering. I believe that we can all we're all capable of coming to the end of suffering, little by little, as Longpo Da says.
Yeah, good.
I was just, I have to relate this, I was, every morning I get an email article from the Buddhist magazine, Tricycle, and if you wish you can go to their website and have every day an article about some aspect of Buddhism sent to you. And this morning's article was written by a Buddhist nun. She's an English woman. I guess she's about 80 now. And her name is Tenzin Palmo, And it was an interview with her, and the interviewer introduced her by saying, you came to your wisdom by living in a cave up in the Himalayan mountains for 12 years. This cave was a small cave, maybe 6 by 6, and it was 13,000 feet up in the Himalayas, and what that did for me was, this morning I woke up and the thermometer read -7 degrees, and basically it's basically her talking about living in this cave for 12 years enabled me not to complain about anything in my life. So it's -7. I just came from my my warm and toasty house. All the electricity works, the heat works. What the interviewer said was, you know, we can't all go live in a cave for 12 years. What do you have to say about that? And she said, well, basically, you have to put in the work if you want the benefits. It just made me feel, gave me some resolve to just put in the work. We are told that practicing can be free and easy. For myself, I see it as being hard work. But I see over time, I notice there are great amounts of benefits that can come from this practice, and I see that little by little I have less and less suffering, which I see as the intrusion of unpleasant thoughts and troubling thoughts, and I've come to have fewer and fewer of them, and have come to, by letting go of those thoughts, I leave more room and there's more space in my mind for a much better class of thoughts to run through my mind. So that's about it. This is called a meditation practice. There are people who practice dentistry. There are people who practice the law. and we are practicing meditation here, and it's good to see all these familiar faces here. We're on the same trip, and it's wonderful to have a teacher and to have all this company on this road. And our guidance, our GPS, is right here, and happy to be here.
Good.
Thank you,
John.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
Any question? Practice little by little. Someone take it in here, but go out, go home, go to work. Yeah, you can focus a little bit. Sometimes I saw that John, he driving a car. Yeah. It's good. Me too. enjoy. Driving a car. Stop. Okay. Good. Eating food. Yeah. Knowing. Focusing the body. Focus. Good. Everywhere in practice, every moving the body, thinking, thought come and go. Okay, thank you all.
Welcome, my wonderful yoga teacher,
Darlene,
and her partner Bill.
Yeah. I like yoga.
Thank you. This is so beautiful here. It's nice to be a part here. Is this a one-time visit, or will we be able to see you more?
I hope so. I think we'll be back for sure. Is it okay if I speak?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes. I think I'm going to be coming here a couple times a week teaching some somatic movement. Mm. I feel like I hit my back.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yes.
I'm teaching some somatic movement. I come from a background of yoga and meditation. I have a Vipassana practice, so, you know, coming into the senses. Somatics is a way to feel your body within your body from the first person. So when I look at Frank, I see Frank's outer body, but I have no idea what Frank is feeling inside. Somatics is a way to help you get in touch with that. And there's areas of the body where we get very triggered through thought, through past, through emotion, and we get a little tight and we get a little stuck. And I teach you ways to not just recognize it, but how to release it. And we do it in such a way where the movement is extremely gentle and slow. So you're always in your comfort zone. And you can learn better that way instead of being forced or pushed. The best I can tell you is that it will align very much with what you're doing already. Getting your mind and your body in the same place at the same time. But when you get there and you have a stumble, which happens, I mean, this is life, right? You get there and sometimes there's pain, there's tightness. This gives you the tool to know what to do with that pain or tightness. The classes are about an hour and 15 minutes, depending on how much our brain can take, because It's neuromuscular movement. You know, if people always ask me what is somatics, and it differs, the answer. If a doctor asks me, I say, oh, it's neuromuscular movement. If a grandma asks me, I say, oh, you can go down and play with your children on the floor without, you know, worrying about how to get up. If an athlete asks me what the movement is, I teach them how to run in a way that you're not wearing out your joints, since we only get, you know, one each lifetime. We don't want to wear out what we have, right? So it really depends. As a meditator, it will help you to sit longer without discomfort. And when you do have those moments of tweaking, you'll say, oh, I know these movement patterns, because they're all patterns. I'll teach you them. And you go into them and come out of them. And the movement is so soft and so subtle, it likens a yawn. So it's pleasant. It's not exercise, where it's exercise repetitive for a goal. This is movement. This is more of you connecting to you from the first person on the inside. So if anybody is interested, we're working on a flyer now, right? We'll put the flyer up. I believe I'll be in this beautiful space one day, and then one day in the other space over there. And I'm open to anybody telling me times that they're available that they might like. This way I can help be here when you guys are available. Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for your kindness.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Goodbye,
goodbye.
Thank you.
Bye. Have a good day.